Please rise for the prayers of the church. Because our Lord humbled himself and became obedient even to death on the cross, now he is highly exalted at the Father's right hand, ready and able to receive our prayers and accept our praise. Let us go to him in prayer for all people in their various circumstances. For people without the necessities of food, clothing, and shelter, that the Holy Spirit would hear their cries and groans, bringing tears of relief and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who face this day burdened with illness or addiction, ongoing conflict with people around them, or fear of what might happen, that God would assure them of his gracious presence and strengthen their faith in his guidance and protection. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who serve the needs of others as they provide medical and emergency care, as they maintain order in our communities and peace across borders, and as they put themselves in danger, that their neighbors may find the protection they need, that God would use the gifts he has placed within them to serve with compassion and love. Let us pray to the Lord. For people near and dear to us, we pray for Libby as her health really hangs in the balance, Lord. We pray for discernment and success in treatment in the days ahead and your presence with Maggie's family. For Ed and his health concerns just this morning, that you would bring relief and that you would be with those visiting him. Lord, also for those that we named today in our church, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Janine, Nicole, Karen, Mike, Susan, Jimmy, Katie, Jerry, Dan, Mal, Dan, Oscar, Bruce, Brad, John, Vern, Chandler, Lucy, Aaron and her family, Don, and Tim. Lord, we also pray for Adam and his wife as they, in thanksgiving, that they have welcomed a baby into their family. But we know that this baby came early, and we pray for full development and health for the baby boy. Allow your peace to penetrate Adam and his family's hearts this day. We pray that God would visit, relieve, and console them in his grace and mercy, and for the church here and around the world, that our Lord would strengthen our faith and move us to be his servants, drawing people to his glorious death and resurrection, and serving him with all that we are and have. Let us pray to the Lord. It is into your hands, Heavenly Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated.